Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are still talking about the question, should Christians celebrate Christmas? We started it on the broadcast yesterday, and I had to keep moving back in the chapter of Romans 14 and picking up a little bit more background material, and lo and behold, when our time was up, we still hadn't answered the question. So, the verse in mind is Romans 14, 5. One person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike, let each be fully convinced in his own mind. Now we see that this is the second of the two major categories of non-essential issues that Paul deals with in Romans chapter 14, this great chapter on Christian liberty. The first category was foods. The second category is days. What days is Paul talking about? Well, I think it's pretty clear that he's talking about Jewish holy days, Jewish feast days under the law of Moses. A lot of the early Christians were Jews converted, or they might not even consider themselves to be converted. They were Jews who had embraced Jesus Christ. Many of them continued to practice their Jewish religion exactly as they had all of their lives, following the laws of Moses, the dietary regulations, all of the feast days, and so forth. Now, that wasn't required anymore, but many of them wanted to do that. Many of them felt that they ought to do that. And what Paul is saying is, it's okay if you do, but don't impose your views upon other people. If you feel that that's what you want to do, it's okay. But it's not a requirement. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. Why is that so hard? But it is. Why is that so hard for Christians to have some things that it's okay for another believer to take a different position from mine, a different practice from mine, and that's all right? I'm happy to let him do that. I don't have to talk him out of it. I don't have to convince him to adopt my view. I can allow him to do that, not be bothered by it, doesn't upset me one bit, and I can be a good friend with him, and we can get along just fine. Why is that so difficult? I don't know, but it is. Now, we left the broadcast yesterday talking about this issue related to it, and that is that there are some issues that have a biblically correct view but are still non-essentials. Foods fall into that category. Other issues have no clearly stated biblically correct view, such as days, which Paul does not indicate in Romans 14, which is the correct view. And so in that case, differing views must be respected without designating any view as the correct one. Now again, I said it yesterday, but I've got to come back and say it again. This doesn't apply to everything. Some things in the Bible are essentials. Other things are non-essentials. We've got to know what falls into which category, and we've got to act accordingly. Things that are essentials, we cannot tolerate opposing views by those who call themselves Christians. In other words, we cannot sanction their claim to Christianity if they take a non-biblical view on matters essential. But other things we can and must allow different views. Now, let's get down to the application. Jewish holidays, that's not such a big issue for us today. How about Christian holidays? We've got to take the principles that Paul lays down in Romans chapter 14 and apply them to our situation today. Christian holidays. You say, are there Christian holidays? Well, some Christians have Christian holidays. Other Christians don't. That's exactly what Paul's talking about here. One person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. Some churches follow a liturgical calendar, and they observe certain days throughout the year as special days, holy days, days like Pentecost and Ascension, Ascension Sunday, and so forth. You say, I've never heard of those things. Well, then, obviously, you belong to the kind of church, and maybe you grew up in the kind of Christian background that did not have special days. But some Christians come from a background that have a lot of special days on their liturgical calendar. Is that okay for one Christian to observe certain days as special days, holy days, religious days, and another Christian observes the same day as just a regular day, doesn't treat it as a high and holy day? Well, according to Romans 14:5, that should be okay. We shouldn't be bothered by that. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. That's all right. We don't have to consider the person who observes this day as some kind of a renegade Christian, some kind of an apostate Christian. Why? The very idea of considering Pentecost a special day and Ascension Sunday is a special day and so forth and so on. Where in the world did they get an idea like that? That can't be all right. That can't be Christianity. That's a real strange form of Christianity. These are matters not essential. That's not the way you judge your brother. That's not the way you judge a particular church by that matter. Now, if they deny the virgin birth of Christ, if they deny the necessity of the new birth, if they deny the efficacy of the blood atonement, now that's a different matter. Those are matters essential. Now, you are not only justified in categorizing them as less than truly Christian, you are required to do so. But in matters non-essential, you can allow these differences and not let it ripple the calm waters of your Christian love and fellowship one itty-bitty bit. And that brings me around then to Christmas. Or Easter, but let's take Christmas. Should Christians celebrate Christmas? Now, you need to realize that in the history of the Christian church, there have been a lot of Christians who have said, no, Christians ought not to celebrate Christmas. Many of the Reformers took that view. The Puritans certainly took that view. They were convinced that Christmas was a pagan holiday. To them, it was the expression of Roman Catholic superstition. And they had pulled away from all of that. They were reformers. They were reforming that kind of superstition. They were reforming the church. And dear friend, I would say if you're convinced that that is what Christmas represents, if that's what it represents to you is superstition, ungodly pagan superstition, then you probably shouldn't observe it. But if that's not what it represents to you, if you can observe it with a clear conscience and not feel like you are celebrating a pagan holiday, if you can observe it to the glory of God, then you have the Christian liberty to do so. I observe it. Our family observes it. My conscience is not bothered by doing so. I'm aware of some of the traditions and the pagan things that have been inserted into it here and there by different people. I'm aware of that. But I'm convinced that I have the liberty to celebrate it as unto the Lord, the glory of Christ. And this is Romans chapter 14 tells me I have that right. One person esteems one day above another. Christmas. Another esteems every day alike. No Christmas. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. But, says the brother who thinks that you should not observe Christmas, I can't really have any close fellowship with those people who call themselves Christians who do celebrate Christmas, because, of course, then their pagan celebratory attitudes are going to rub off on my family, my children. I can't have anything to do with them. You've gone too far. You've got the liberty, you've got the biblical liberty, to not celebrate Christmas in your home, with your family, if you don't want to. You can teach them that this is not something that honors the Lord, and we will not celebrate it. That's perfectly okay. But you can't impose your views upon other believers, and you can't divide and refuse to fellowship with your fellow brothers in Christ over that issue. Why? Because Romans chapter 14 says so. That's why. That's why. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. Let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day, observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. I hope you get the point. I hope you get the point. These are matters non-essential, and as soon as you say, well, I couldn't fellowship with Christians who observe Christmas, I couldn't attend the church where other Christians observe Christmas, that is worldly, that's pagan, that would corrupt my family. When you've done that, then you are violating Romans chapter 14. You're judging your brother. You're judging him as being worldly and pagan and displeasing to the Lord in an area that the Bible says is not essential, that you have no right to judge your brother over that. You have no right to make this an issue of Christian fellowship, a matter of worship, a matter of who will worship together in the same church, who will be received into the same church. You have no right to make those things an issue. The Bible says so. And so, if you're going to be obedient to the Lord and to His Word, you consider yourself to be a very careful Christian, a very dedicated Christian, very committed to the Lord. And that's why you're not going to let anything like that, any paganism like the celebration of Christmas, into your family, into your home, into your Christianity, because you are more committed to Christ than these people who allow such worldly things into their homes. No, you can't do that. You're not really committed to Christ. You're committed to your own idea of what you think is commitment to Christ. But the Bible defines those things for us. You're not free to make it up as you go along. You're not free to separate yourself from other believers on a basis of something non-essential. You're going to have to rip a page out of your Bible, Romans chapter 14, if you do that. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.